news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
15 times he has stood at the top of WWE as champion.
Whether you like it or you don't, the champ is here!
But at the WWE Battleground pay-per-view event, 4 is the only number that counts.
John Cena faces 3 other competitors and doesn't even have to get pinned to lose those titles?
In a huge fatal 4-way match.
The first superstar to get a pinfall or submission is declared the champion.
All 4 men are in the ring at the same time.
Then it's every man for himself.
John Cena can lose everything without losing anything at all. WWE Battleground, presented by Takis Fuego.
Into the jungle. Into the jungle.
Welcome, everybody. It is Sunday, July the 20th, 2014. Welcome to Rant Entertainment Media's coverage of WWE Battleground from Tampa, Florida. I'm enjoying, you know, my Sunday night with a piece of fruit stripe. I probably haven't had fruit stripe in 20 years, so I'm enjoying a some fruit stripe gum right about now. Double A, as always, even though the surfer hates when I say that, being joined by Surfer.
I didn't say I hate it.
It bothers.
I couldn't understand why you call yourself Wallwings.
And from Turnbuckle Throwbacks, it's the Impact Playa, Mr. Phil Rea.
Good evening.
Oh my God, it's Sunday night.
It is Sunday night. Fruit stripe, dude, that's like 30 seconds of flavor and then you're done.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know. I'm a little concerned, though, because, you know, the wrapping that the gum is in is also a rub-off tattoo. Wouldn't the ink, like, bleed into the gum?
Yeah, but when you're 8 years old, it doesn't matter, you know.
It's waterproof ink. I mean, it's watercolor ink. It's food coloring.
It doesn't matter. Still.
Where do you get the gum from, though?
I bought it, and we went out for some ice cream last night, and in the place where we went for some ice cream, Jackson's, that I've been raving about for months on the air.
Because I haven't seen that kind of gum this century.
They sell all sorts of vintage candies and,
yeah,
you know, certs and...
We have a candy like store that in Lower Manhattan. It's called Economy Candy, and they sell candy from, like, the beginning of the century, you know? Yeah. Like, that's how they go back as penny candy and stuff like that. It's really cool.
Yeah, Surfer, that's right up your alley.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. Okay. He's not amused by that joke. Anyways, so we got a stacked pre-show. Lots to go over, lots to talk about, and we've got two matches to watch during the pre-show. More on that in just a second, but we want to remind everybody, if you're listening to us live and you're on the go, don't worry. You can listen to the pre-show, but if you need match results as they happen, you can find them on Twitter and on Facebook at Rant EM Radio, and of course on rantemradio.com. If you're with us on the website or you're listening to us at home, blasting us through your quadraphonic stereo, You know, sign on to a computer, be a part of the chat room, because we'll be chatting during the course of the 3 hours that WWE puts on a program there in Tampa. And yeah, we have some fun in the chat room during pay-per-views, so you definitely don't want to miss out on that. And then, of course, we'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with a post-show recapping everything that went down. So you definitely want to tune in for that as well. Well, boys, are we excited for this pay-per-view?
I am. I mean, I'm always excited now for pay-per-view for some reason because of the network, I guess. You know.
Because you're not, first of all, you're not stealing the pay-per-view anymore.
Right.
And second, you're not paying $50 for it.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm more excited about that. And I'm, you know, SummerSlam for me, for us as kids, I think was the coup de grace after Mania. Like, mm-hmm. If you had a good WrestleMania, you almost had a good SummerSlam. But that was back in the day. I mean, I don't know. I get excited towards SummerSlam, so.
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's supposed to be the second biggest show of the year for them, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see. We're going to have to see how they, what the build is. I mean, tonight will be they pour the foundation. Then, you know, they're going to start laying the, they lay the rebarb tonight. And then they pour the foundation tomorrow night on Raw. But, it's going to be very interesting because I was listening to a little bit of the call-in show before coming on the air because it was re-airing. And it seemed that there was some grievances with this pay-per-view being more of like a glorified Raw. And to be honest with you, I think this is one of the more stacked cards we've had in some time.
Yeah, I just hope everybody's in a better mood than they were last month.
I think that the only thing is they may be looking so far down the road to SummerSlam that they may not put the effort into this one. I'm hoping, that's not what I'm thinking, but it's possible that could happen. Mm-hmm. You know, they, like, all their plans is for next month, and this is just here, so they got to do something for it.
My only fear is that they push Roman Reigns too quick. I don't want that to happen.
I'm trying to think. John Cena debuted June of 2002.
Right.
He won the title the first time in March of 2005. Roman Reigns debuted a year ago at Survivor Series. He might be the top dog in the company. April of next year. Ipso fatso, blah, 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 blah. So that would be about 18 months of build compared to John Cena's almost 3 years. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I worry that I'm not too concerned with the fast build. I'm more concerned with the poor build.
That's a fair assessment. I mean, yeah, it's not a better. I mean, honestly, Cena's build was a bit better, unless between now and Survivor Series, they give him like these at least one or two monster programs before they put a strap on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That would pretty much justify me just saying what I just said about Cena before. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see, right? Let's hope WWE doesn't foul this up, you know? We've already got a...
Ryberg him.
Oh, by the way, we are expecting a live report from the St. Pete Times Forum in Tampa today. Tommy Dennis, who is a Florida resident, like myself, is actually at Battleground. He's in fatigues and everything, and he will be reporting to us supposedly sometime during the course of this pre-show with a live report. But we've already got one spy report, and the fact that the budget cuts have run rampant in the WWE as we are using the Monday Night Raw set. Anyways. So I guess we need to get to this fine card, shall we? And
they debuted a six-sided ring tonight, right?
No, they debuted a five-sided ring tonight.
Double A, have you?
They had to be different from everybody.
Have you been to the St. Pete's Forum?
No, I mean I've been to Tampa, but I haven't been to the building. No,
I went there last year and a half ago for a hockey game. 2 years ago for a hockey game, and it's a nice arena.
It's a legendary thing because it's a legendary arena because was formerly the Ice Palace, but. a lot of historic things have happened there. So yeah, I can see it being a nice building to it. And listen, anytime they're in Florida, something always happens. So I don't know what it is. All right, here we go. Kickoff matches. We've got two of them. Breaking news came in about an hour ago. Added to today's kickoff, whether or not it'll be the first match or the second match, we don't know. But we now have Fandango versus Adam Rose.
Happy birthday, Adam Rose, by the way.
You know, I was thinking about him today, and I think, boy, I'm a WWE superstar, and my claim to fame these days is I get to run around with a bunny. But Surfer loves the bunny, so.
Greatest thing is better than the gobbledygooker.
Yeah. Well, who are we taking in this match? I mean, is this going to be a jump start or a reset for somebody's career? Is this just one of those matches that we said,
This is a makeup for the fact they didn't have one last month.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Are we making predictions now? Or?
Yeah, we'll make predictions now, sure.
Because Adam Rose will win. It won't matter if Fandango loses. He's a definition of a mid-carder. Win some, lose some. Adam Rose, well, he'll win a few now, but won't be long before he start losing.
What about you, Phil?
You know what? I'm not big on Fandango anymore. I think it's just a throwaway match. I'll take Adam. I'll take the birthday boy for the win.
Yeah, you know, that would be a decent birthday present, I guess, for Adam, to have a quasi pay-per-view win. Though I think Fandango, something's going to happen with this young man very soon. I don't know why, I just feel it. But the match I'm looking forward to in the kickoff match isn't involving the fellas. No, it's involving the ladies. The former Funkadactyls, Cameron, going up against the Orlando native, Naomi. We'll start with Phil. Phil, I know you're waiting on the edge of your seat for this one. You're on pins and needles.
Last month, I put the girls over. I mean, they had two Divas matches last month.
Right.
They are having two matches this month. You know what? It's going to be entertaining, nonetheless, because the girls, honestly, the last couple of months have been coming on. They've been coming correct. I'll take Naomi for the win.
Well, I know what Surfer's going to say.
But yeah, Cameron Surfer?
Yeah, okay. I'm going with Naomi.
He's going with Naomi, and that's only because, you know, well,
she speaks to me.
Yeah.
Well, they're both nice on the eyes. I'm not even going to lie, but, I mean, just, I don't know.
Yeah, she speaks to Surfer, though. You know, and you know what? And Naomi has a tendency to smile sideways to Surfer.
And wink at me, too.
Well, there you go. That's when she's really smiling. Oh, man. I'm going to go with Naomi also on this one. I think it's going to be a beatdown, to be honest with you. I think she's going to whoop Cameron's ass. And actually, you know what? I take that back. I think Cameron's going to win, but she's going to get her ass whooped. For all her transgressions in the business. For making an ass out of herself on Tough Enough. And for getting a DUI and bribing the cops.
All right.
And for having a stupid boyfriend.
I mean, that's a punishable sin. You know. But I really do hope that this is an entertaining matchup, because it's not going to be a clinic. That's for damn sure.
But they've been, honestly, though, and it's been the girls have been entertaining the last couple of months.
So Alicia Fox can get involved.
You know what? I read a story that they've dropped the gimmick. So I don't think Alicia Fox would get involved.
Drop what gimmick? The, Cameron and Alicia Fox?
No, no. The gimmick of Alicia Fox being the crazy nutso that she was.
Stone Cold Fox.
Yeah, Stone Cold Fox.
Why are they dropping it? I mean,
I don't know.
WWE.
I guess Red Bull is expensive. What do you want me to tell you?
They are expensive in New York anyway. Those
$5 a can, I heard.
20 ounces for $4.69.
Yeah. That's
price.
First of all, it tastes like piss. You know, it tastes like flavored piss. And I don't know how anybody could drink can after can of Red Bull.
I drink it with alcohol, too, on top of that. Oh.
I do the sugar-free because I don't do coffee. You know, so once in, like, every couple of days when I'm working 50, 60 hours, you know, every 4 or 5 days, I'm like, I'm dragging ass that last day. I'll grab one of those.
I tell you, I'm doing, I don't drink coffee. And I grew up in a coffee shop, and coffee, you know, I detest coffee.
I love the smell of it, but I can't,
no,
you know.
I don't even like the smell of coffee that much. But I've learned that if I need to get a little boost, a little sweet tea does the trick.
I drink about 4 cups of coffee a year.
Yeah, and I know one of them is probably during your free pancakes.
No. I don't ruin pancakes with some nasty.
I know you told us you got I forgot what it was. They did. You wanted grape juice and they didn't have it, and you ended up getting something else.
Probably got chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. Anyways, let's get to the 7 matches that are on this card. So in total, we have 9 matches on a pay per view. That's technically 3.5 hours. So let's start with, where the hell are my match listings here? Here we go. I want to do this in somewhat of an order. Actually, we might have more than 7 matches. Let's start.
If you're going in order, the next match would be Ambrose and Rollins.
Let's go with Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Why not? So we've got Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins, against the nutso of the WWE, Dean Ambrose. The man who oversells everything, but still finds a way to make people smile. Who are we going with on this one? We're going to start with the man from Philadelphia, Surfer.
I think if Dean Ambrose doesn't win this, then where's his career going? So I'm going with Dean Ambrose.
All right. You know what? I don't know if I agree with that. I think that even if he win, lose, draw, which draws haven't happened since the 60s, but win, lose, or draw, I think WWE is really going to utilize Ambrose because, like I said, he's a loose cannon, and he's a lot. I'm not trying to say he's a lot like Brian Pillman, but he has a little bit of that, you know, unpredictability in him that Brian Pillman had. And I think WWE could never really tap into. So I think now they're able to utilize it a little bit with Dean Ambrose. And that's why I wouldn't worry about him just falling off.
After that Horseman beatdown he took.
Maybe that's why he took the Horseman beatdown. Sometimes you need a Horseman beatdown to get elevated. Look, Ricky Morton became a superstar after the Horseman whooped his ass.
Hey, Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, Sting, all those guys got beatdowns.
Yeah, they got beatdowns, but then they came back and won.
But I mean, every top heel needs a good. You know, I mean, every good face needs a good heel to put them over. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, to push the storyline along, you know.
That's true.
You know.
What about you, Phil? Who are you going with?
I'm gonna take Rollins for the win. I think he's just too important right now to lose in terms of storyline. And I have to kind of agree with you in terms of Ambrose going the whole crazy guy route. It works for him. Mm-hmm. And he might steal a couple of wins here and there, maybe on Raw. Maybe he'll win by disqualification tonight even.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I just, again, I like Rollins for the win. Not clean, obviously. Again, just to push the storyline along, I like that.
I think Rollins is going to use the briefcase on Ambrose, and that's what's going to give Ambrose the win. You know, because that briefcase has yet to be dented, and we know by the time somebody cashes it in, it's usually destroyed. So we need to start putting some dents in that thing. Moving on to the next match, the 20-man Intercontinental Championship Battle Royal. The winner will go on and become the new WWE Intercontinental Champion. 20 men, we're not going to list them all, but all your favorites are there, including Fernando from Los Matadores. Phil, who you going with?
I'm sticking with Ziggles. I'm going to take Ziggles for the win. My dark horse is Cesaro. I think this might be the resurgence of Dolph Ziggler. They may put it on Bo Dallas, but I like Ziggler or Cesaro.
Surfer.
I really don't know who's going to win this, but if I have to pick somebody, I'm going to go on record with Del Rio.
Why? Because they've been pushing him so heavy lately.
Yeah, I mean, like, he...
He just came out of obscurity.
He was the top guy before... He was one of the top guys before they decided to combine the belts.
He's never had anything other than the WWE title, right?
I think he was U.S. champ.
Well, he was world champ before he lost to Cena.
Right, but I don't think he's had any other titles. I'm going to check real quick.
Yeah, he had the U.S. title. That was the rub that he was a Mexican with the U.S. title.
Really, I don't remember that. Boy, my memory's going. No, he wasn't U.S. champion. I don't see that here.
No,
he's a two-time world champion, two-time WWE champion, and that's about it. Oh, and he's a co-recipient of the 2010 Bragging Rights Trophy for Team SmackDown. But anyways, I guess that's better than the U.S. title.
What is this on the WWE Network?
Tyler Breeze. He's gorgeous, as the song says.
Wait, what do you mean gorgeous? I'm looking at L. At the Matador.
You're way behind. You better contact the WWE Network again.
Not again.
He, you know, I don't know if you talked about that on the air. Can I talk about that? Sure, I'm going to talk about it. So, there was this long-standing grievance that Surfer had that there was a huge delay on his particular feed for the WWE Network, and I said, Surfer, it's not the feed, it's your damn equipment. He didn't want to listen to me. Sure enough, he's got that problem again after he contacted the WWE Network, and they said they corrected the issue. Can you believe he actually contacted the WWE Network and spoke to customer service? Jesus, you gotta fix that equipment there, Surfer. Anyways, my pick for the Battle Royal. I'm going with Cesaro all the way. All the way. But I am going to have a secondary person. My secondary person is going to be The Miz. And I don't know why, but I think it's going to be The Miz. Only because he just came back, and I guess he needs something to do.
Yeah, aren't they going to pair him up with Ric Flair? Is that the rumor?
I hope not. Jesus. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see with that one also. And another title match. A lot of title matches tonight. WWE Tag Team titles are on the line. The Usos defend against the Wyatts in an old-school 2 out of 3 falls match. Surfer, put your phone down. Stop contacting the WWE Network.
If the fam doesn't win tonight, they need to just stop going after the belts.
No, I don't think. I think this is going to be their... not their specialty. This is going to be their match.
They're going to win it, you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying they need to win it at this point. I mean, they've had quite a few opportunities now. They need to come out on top.
You know why I think they're going to win tonight? I think Bray is about to explode. I think he's on the precipice. And he can't do it on its own. He needs Luke Harper and Eric Rowan behind him. And if they're, you know, lollygagging behind him and not doing anything, it'll take a lot away from Bray. Bray can handle himself on his own. But I think he'll skyrocket if he has Harper and Rome behind him. So that's why I'm going with them. Phil?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Usos for the trifecta. I mean, the Wyatt family for the trifecta. I have to. And I agree with Surfer. I think it's their time. You know? And you know what? There could be some validity to what you're saying about Bray Wyatt needing them to win. But again, Surfer again comes with a good point that these guys had so many opportunities between Raw and the last one or two pay-per-views that they didn't come through. Now it's their time. Two out of three falls. Both guys, actually all four guys, are super talented. So this should be a really, really entertaining match.
Right. Now, Pastor Sadell in the chat room says that the Wyatts are going to win in two straight falls. Now, how often does that happen where it's... Well, how often is that where in a two out of three falls match, you have two straight falls? It's very seldom in wrestling.
Unless somebody's hurt on one team?
Yeah. I mean, I to be honest, I could not even begin to remember or recall any particular instance where there was two straight falls.
Yeah, nothing of importance anyway.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. As the WWE kickoff is about to start, I'm curious to see who's on the panel, considering that Josh Matthews looks like he's going to be a full-fledged member of TNA. Divas title on the line. Divas champion AJ against Paige. Phil, who do you think is going to take it in this particular Divas match?
I like AJ for to retain. Again, I told you guys last month I wasn't too big on Paige when they brought her up. I think she's super talented. This may push her to have better matches, and again to move another storyline along that they need to do if they're going to fit all these talented Divas now between the Funkadactyls and. You know, them too, and Flash Kid. I mean, there's an abundance of girls now that can actually wrestle.
Right.
So I think just to push the storyline along, I think to have Paige work on her craft, I like AJ to retain.
And I'm just getting word on Twitter that it seems that Surfer will be able to play checkers tonight on Naomi. You'll see why when her match comes up.
Oh, delicious.
Surfer, AJ, Paige, who are you taking?
AJ, Paige is she's being knocked down peg. Don't ask me why, but it just seems like this whole AJ's going to get into her head. And she's trying to play the head games back, but she's out of her league when it comes to these head games with AJ.
Do you think that's something that we're saying that based on what AJ has done, or do you think that maybe Paige is playing the ultimate head games?
I'm saying it based on how crazy AJ is. And Paige is young, and she's going to end up being out of her depth when it comes to these head games. She's trying. I give her credit. She's trying to keep up, but she's not going to. And it's going to send her off kill. I don't know if she's going to like really lose it after this or what, but
I think Paige is going to get disqualified somehow. I think she's just going to, you know, attack AJ with the belt or a chair or something, and she's going to get disqualified, and that's going to be the end of that. And I think she's going to go nuts, and the feud will continue. I have a feeling they got one more match in them. I don't think they're going to give us their best tonight, because I think they're going to give us their best 3 weeks or 4 weeks from tonight at SummerSlam.
I agree. That'll be a match where I get to switch my laundry.
Well, there you go. And speaking of SummerSlam, 4 weeks from tonight, our coverage from SummerSlam will kick off Sunday, August 17th at 7 p.m. Much like tonight, we'll have a pre-show, live chat, and of course, a post-show for the biggest show of the summer. And we're also, not an anniversary, we're not celebrating anything, you know, but it'll be 1 year that we're doing pay-per-view coverage on this network. Moving on. Next match on the card. Let's see what we got here. A match that I suspect is going to be the entertaining match of the night. Jack Swagger against Rusev. And I would not be surprised. I'm calling it now. I think Zeb is going to put his hands on Lana.
I just did you guys read something like recently that they want to tone down the gimmick?
On who's on
Rusev?
I don't blame them for wanting to. I mean, they're treading on some thin ice only because of what's currently going on over there.
Yeah, it's really getting serious over there in Eastern Europe, and
this is I think WWE's going to be
like
very
Cold War. This is real war going on.
WWE's going to be. I think they're going to take things one day at a time with this gimmick right now. They have experience in this department only because of, well, we know what happened with the Muhammad Hassan thing. That was a, you know, unfortunately that ended and that was that. But let's take you back to 20 plus years ago during the Gulf War and the whole thing with Sergeant Slaughter was going on. So I think WWE is just going to take things one day at a time. They're going to assess the situation. Now, granted, the world is much more sensitive today than they were back in 1991.
Well, we have Christian on the panel.
Oh, we do? Really?
Christian's on the panel with...
Well, what the hell? My feed is behind, too.
With Josh Matthews, Booker T, and the lovely... What's her name? The blonde? Renee?
Renee Young? Where do you see Josh Matthews? Oh, wait. There we go. Alex Riley.
Josh Matthews. Alex Riley. Same thing.
All right. Alex Riley. Booker T. Oh, it's Christian again. Okay. Well, at least they got something for Christian to do.
Those what do you call it? Those Kickstarter things?
Yeah.
The diet ones are good. I had them at Walmart. Used to have, like, the big 50-ounce can. It was really good. But other than that, I wouldn't suggest doing the regular ones. They're not that good.
No, I just don't. Me and Mountain Dew are like, no, that's like
pouring. I think it's like worse soda.
That's like pouring Drano in my system.
My little guy gets one a month because when we go to Walmart, that's like his treat. You know, he knows like that's the only time he'll get one. You know, so
Walmart, not Walmart, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's like a thing because when you walk into our Walmart locally. Over the bridge in New Jersey, like they have like this huge display.
You
come into Walmart and they have like the what's on sale.
Uh-huh.
And if you have like a super Walmart, there's the food to the right of you when you walk in. But right when you get to the end of the what's on sale, they have like a huge display case of the Mountain Dews. So the kid's like, oh, Mountain Dew, and then, all right, whatever. Once a month is all right.
I guess.
So.
Thank God they don't make Surge anymore.
Yeah, thank God. Or a Jolt.
Yeah. Where were we? Rage, you're on the air.
Good evening, folks. I didn't know Stone Cold was in Grown Ups 2. Wow.
Okay.
I'm just like looking at it, but I didn't know it was in it. I know that was like off topic. I apologize.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's everyone? How you doing, Phil?
Hello, sir.
How are things?
Things are well.
Are you still butt hurt from last night?
Whatever.
What happened last night, man? I read some stuff on the interwebs. No bueno.
He got verbally raped last night. and let's just put it this way. Let's just put it this way, Phil. He openly admitted to the world that he would hand over $25 for $100 in return to somebody.
It was a typical trick question from him.
No, not a typical trick question. Nothing. Anyways, moving on. We still got more matches to cover. You know, we're not here to talk about whether or not you're still, in a fetal position.
As Fandango makes his way down to the ring wearing what appears to be like my grandmother's couch from the 70s.
I know, right? Yeah, oh boy, Jesus. That does look like the.
Wow. We're gonna have this new leg hole. You think
that's not a not? You know what? I think it's silly that they. I mean, it's okay that they paired up, but I don't want to see them as a tag team.
Exactly.
I don't mind if they're coming out with Dolph Ziggler as a pair, but I don't want to see them as a tag team.
Nobody wants to see a resurgence of Lay Cool.
Because here's the thing. I look at Dolph, okay, and once again, he should be placed with Ric Flair, not The Miz. But I look at how Ric Flair used to come down to the ring in, you know, in 1996, 97. He'd walk down the ring and woman on one arm, Miss Elizabeth on the other. That's how it should be. Oh, woman, won't you marry me now? You know, that, yeah. That he used to say, and then he was, ooh, that's
Randy Savage's money.
And he would spend all of Randy Savage's money. Not once, but twice.
That was the best promo Miss Elizabeth ever cut when she said, hey, don't worry about it. It's on Randy.
Yo, Layla is off the hook stunning, man. I think the older she gets, the better looking she gets.
Yeah, she's like a fine wine.
Sorry to change the subject. I'm sorry.
She's like a fine wine. And there's the bunny. There's Surfer's favorite.
Dude, she's gorgeous. She looks like she belongs in a Cyndi Lauper video with that getup, but other than that, you know.
See, I'm just getting Fandango coming down to the ring.
This is why we can't have nice things, Surfer. Refresh your screen, man.
Just refresh. I'm gonna... And by the way, you can now watch WWE Battleground in Spanish on the WWE Network.
Just hit the SAP button and you'll hear Hugo.
Yeah, you'll hear, I believe it's Marcelo Rodriguez, Carlos Cabrera, and Ricardo.
Oh my God, I'm sick of Summer Rae.
I could do without the hot dog, the lemon, and the guy with the crown, but the bunny can stay.
You won.
I'm not feeling this dude, man, at all.
It's the gimmick. That's why
he's okay. The gimmick is.
I don't care about him either. I just care about the bunny.
You know why? I think the gimmick's not flying over because the gimmick debuted 1 week on NXT, and like 2 weeks later, he was already on Raw, hawking the gimmick. And they WWE pushed the gimmick down our throat like really fast.
Well, they played the vignette for like a month, didn't they?
It was too much too soon. They didn't let that gimmick, you know, marinate down south.
And they made the mistake of having him come out his debut and not even wrestle. After over
a month
of promos.
Go ahead, Layla.
Layla and that party train.
Yeah, dance with Big Phil.
So we've got Fandango taking it to Adam Rose. 1-2. Referee.
It's just bouncing.
And we've got the dancing continuing with Summer Rae, Layla, the bunny, the guy with the crown, and some other people. I wonder if Rosita's in there because... She's been rumored to have been one of the things bouncing around in there for quite some time. Also,
just stay in NXT, please.
Fandango now questioning what the hell Layla and Summer Rae is doing. Oh, Layla just slapped Fandango, and Summer Rae just kind of laughing it off. The 30-year-old single.
I saw the slap before you did.
Yeah, you're behind Double A.
I'm behind, and I'm actually on the Roku. Let me see. Let's try to.
Consented, boss.
Let's try to do this here.
Adam Rose hits the.
It's ended for me now.
Yeah, he hits the finisher and gets the win, and now here comes the cock line.
That bounce.
Didn't he bust the Point Dexter to come out with? See, I'd go crazy if they brought out like Bust the Point Dexter and did the hot with that. It's pretty dope. But this dude's. I can't get into him, man. I really can't. I get maybe because you're right. Maybe they force fed it to us. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it.
Definitely feeling like the Roku is behind. Yeah, the pinfall just happened. Look at that. How about them apples? Anyways.
Oh, my God. Oh, Layla. Oh, my God.
Soak at it.
Oh,
all
my
right.
God.
Relax there, Rage.
Yeah, we'll ride along.
Yeah.
She, like, the more she jumps, like, the lower the dress is getting.
You would say
you
that.
You see that, right? You see that, right?
You have to be such a perv. My God.
Notice
how Phil and Surfer talk about it. They said, yeah, just keep on dancing, Layla. You have to go and say, boy, that top keeps getting lower and lower and lower, and you can see more.
Well, guess what? I apologize for being a man.
You are such a perv, man. I can't. I'm almost positive you've diddled yourself during a wrestling show.
No,
did you see this,
yes, I did.
This whole thing of just, you know, me being a perv, it's really just me being a man is all. So I'm sorry for being a man on national radio.
National radio. Worldwide, son. Okay?
All right.
People in Japan are listening. People in Japan are listening. All right.
Sorry for being a man.
You're offending the people. that are probably waking up right now and having scrambled eggs and rice.
By the way, Paige is turning heel tonight. I don't know if you covered that.
Yeah, I kind of covered that like 5 minutes before you called.
Okay, never mind.
So, anyways. you'll never learn. Anyways, moving on. I said diddled. That's right.
Go ahead, moving right along.
Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho in a match that probably be the match of the night. Both sporting shiners, kind of. We'll start with Rage, since he hasn't given us any sort of predictions yet. Rage, who are you going with us on this one? Bray or Y2J?
I feel like this is a downgrade to Bray.
How is it a downgrade?
Because you go from Cena to Jericho, but and? I do understand. Like I do,
a future Hall of Famer.
Yes,
a future Hall of Famer. A man who, by the way, has wrestled more better matches in his career, like more greater matches than in all the matches John Cena has wrestled in his entire career, total.
Okay. I get all of that. The reason why I'm saying it's a downgrade is because, like, today, Chris Jericho is a glorified jobber. So,
again, the man just astounds me with his lack of knowledge.
Yeah, I gotta...
Whatever, man.
I normally stick up for your age, man, but I gotta disagree. Chris Jericho...
I know.
Chris Jericho is arguably...
He's a professional.
I get all that. I understand his credentials. I get all of that. He's just giving off like a jobber sort of.
Okay,
vibe.
Let me ask you this.
Going with Bray.
Okay, let's stop. Let's hold on. Let's ask this question then. So Jericho is now the jobber. Fine. Did you know? Not sure if you knew this or not. That Jericho came back to the WWE and requested to feud with Bray.
To put him over.
It's a shock, but okay.
No, listen, you're at a point in your career where you've done every single thing, I mean, accolades-wise, you can do. You're in your mid-40s, you're still in the spotlight outside of the ring. You're doing stuff, you know, extracurricular, music, podcasting, etc. But you're still a name. You're still in good shape. You could still go more than 20 minutes. So all the marks are clapped. This is awesome. And then you know what? You put the guys over, and he requested to fight Bray Wyatt, who was arguably one of the hottest things going in the last decade in terms of heat. And then he got the heat, but he got the good heat. He got the... Get the fans behind him. And
Jericho didn't come in and say, I want to work with Daniel Bryan. Not that he could have, but he didn't come in and say, I want to work with Daniel Bryan. Or, no, you know what? Forget that. I want to come in and be... I want to replace Kane or Roman Reigns in the main event of this pay-per-view. He didn't come in and say that.
I get that. I get all of that. I'm going with Bray. Of course I'm going with Bray, but... I don't know why I get that.
Yeah, but to say it's a downgrade, man, I don't know about that. You know, I mean, I think he's right. I think he's right where he needs to be, and I think Chris Jericho is one of the guys that'll come in, put on a good show for everybody for the next month or two, and then go back on tour with Fozzy, and maybe he'll come back one more time and give somebody else a run and you put them.
I guess I'm just like worried. Like I'm still worried about the fact that you know. Bray has a loss on Cena, and I'm just worried.
It's not the end of the man's career, Rage.
Everybody's got a loss on Cena.
I know, but I'm just worried about, you know, the
same way everybody has a loss on Hulk Hogan, by the way.
And Triple
H. Yes, but I just don't want that. I just don't want the norm to happen to Bray. That's why I'm saying this. I just don't want that to happen to Bray.
About 15 and a half to the pay-per-view, by the way.
I told you, all right, maybe you didn't hear it, Rage. You were too busy diddling yourself. I told the audience at the start of the show that Rowan and Harper needed to win this match. First of all, they needed to win this match for themselves, and number two, they also needed to win the match for Bray to help elevate Bray's status even higher. Because yeah, Bray, as a solo performer, is okay. He's good. But Bray, for whatever reason, even though that the actual participation of Rowan and Harper technically doesn't affect Bray, there's something about the package as a whole that just the same way CM Punk skyrocketed with the Straight Edge Society. The mm-hmm. same way. Mm-hmm. Had CM Punk just did the whole Straight Edge thing on his own, I probably would not have had the same impact. But because he had Luke Gallows and Joey Mercury and
Serena Deeb
and Serena, he just went zoom straight to the top. And was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and that came and way too soon.
And ended way too soon.
SmackDown, too, and nobody gave a crap.
Exactly.
Yeah, all I'm saying, I just don't want that to happen to Bray. He's a good talent. I just don't want that to happen to
Bray. But you try, you keep harping on the fact that because he lost to Cena, that
yes!
his
career is over. Exactly why.
I'm going to tell you something, Rage. In 1996, Ric Flair, who was in my eyes already a Hall of Famer, even though there wasn't even a Hall of Fame in those days, faced Kevin Green and Steve McMichael at the Great American Bash. Did I think that that was a step backwards? Absolutely not. Do you think when Bam Bam Bigelow faced Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania, that was a step back for Bam Bam Bigelow? No. In fact, I would argue that that probably solidified Bam Bam's legacy.
Yeah, it was the only time he made it in WrestleMania.
Huh?
A match with Lawrence Taylor.
WrestleMania because of that.
As awkward as that sounds.
And yet, you got to remember, at the time, Lawrence Taylor was bigger than any wrestler in the business. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about one of the maybe top five all-time football players.
Oh, well.
You guys know how big of a Bam Bam fan I am. Even though I hated the fact that he jobbed to Lawrence Taylor, it's the truth. It escalated him. And it gave him two more runs. Gave another run in Japan with Vader as tag champions in New Japan. Mm-hmm. And it also gave him a huge push in ECW.
Yeah.
Where he was world champion.
Yeah. So.
You know, so.
Anyways, moving on.
Cameron and Naomi about to get it on.
Jeez, what the hell is wrong with my feet today?
You got surface feet.
Maybe I need to call the WWE Network now and say what I said or what Surfer said to them.
Cameron's wearing his makeshift schoolgirl outfit.
Raise my fist up angrily up in the air and then be like, you know, I'm grumpy and I'm paying good money for this. Oh, anyways, let me see here. Let's see if we can get a better. On the iPad, we got a better. The delay isn't as bad.
Oh, God.
Anyways, Cameron wearing the schoolgirl skirt, and yeah, she just no.
That is
not for her. Not for her.
Anyways, let me see. Let me see if we got any other matches that I'm forgetting here.
Give that look to Paige. She will rock that.
The main event. Fatal four-way match, not an elimination, just a fatal four-way. The champion does not have to be pinned to lose the championship. Kane, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, and the champion, John Cena. And all this is for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I think we kind of know what's going to happen, but what the hell, let's humor the audience and say who we think is going to win anyway. We'll start with Surfer.
Cena.
Look how confident he is. Phil.
Taking Cena for the win. I don't think he's ready to drop it quite yet. You know, but I think it's going to tell. Hopefully, if all goes well, it'll tell a nice story leading to SummerSlam.
Okay.
Everybody's expecting a swerve. Get over yourselves.
Not going to happen.
It would. Of course, not going to happen. It'd be nice. But what can you possibly do now? I mean, you're going to. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense for him to drop the belt now.
Oh my God!
He can drop it at SummerSlam.
I'm ready to King Naomi.
See, oh, I knew it. I knew he was playing checkers.
Can we please get Kane off television after this match?
I know, right? I don't. Kane is not doing anything.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't dislike him. He was a great talent for the X amount of years. But these old guys are just taking up spots, man. Put somebody else in that match. You know what I'm saying? Oh. You have so much talent. Oh, look at that. Never mind. All right. But you know, he's but no,
not Kane. He's a professional.
Dude, I'm not. But he's pushing 50. And, like, there's so many other guys, sir, you have on the roster that you can work.
I get that. But still, who else do you know inspires fear in when he comes down, like Kane?
I don't want to. But you don't have to. It's not 1996 anymore, dude. You don't have to. No, who cares? Did that whole fear factor, the whole face and heel thing, that stuff went out in the 90s, man. It's all tweener. It's all who the fans like. It's all what's going on. Who's clicking? Who's better at it? Who's better at it? You know, like they you know.
Somebody that when he comes down to the ring, the audience is afraid he's going to really hurt somebody.
Yeah,
gives that vibe off.
Not when you put a shirt and tie on him for 6 months and then all of a sudden you get the mask back and he's in the main event. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. It's bad storytelling. You don't give like don't give me corporate Kane and then six. Hey. You know,
can't get the hell out of me because any man got on a business suit is really out to screw you. So
Kane was a joke. It was a joke.
Naomi with the Fez press on Cameron here is referee Matt Bennett just kind of wandering around the ring, admiring the checkerboard. And as Surfer said, he's ready to king Naomi.
Oh my god.
How many times are you going to jump her, Surfer?
She's like a big, giant Othello. Remember that game, Othello? Yeah.
Remember that one girl used to come out with that tag team? She used to wear the dominatrix gear. I could see Naomi wearing something like that.
Oh, Shaniqua?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I admit, Luna Vachon. She wore that stuff, too.
Oy vey. No. Luna never... Ugh, no. Now, listen... Luna, I know, was some people's type. I mean, that's why Gangrel married her. But, no, I'm sorry. Luna, no. And neither was Shaniqua.
I didn't say Shaniqua looked good. I just said that I think...
Former Tough Enough winner,
could rock the dominatrix outfit.
I don't know about that. She looks good when she's just dressed very casually. You know? Cameron wins with a schoolgirl. How about that?
She got the win.
She got the win. Good Lord.
Man. Oh, my night is ruined. It's ruined. I'm going to bed.
This sucks.
I'm going to bed. This pay-per-view already stinks.
All right. Let's see if we can bring Tony C in the mix here. Surf, are you there? No. All right. Let's try this. There we go. There we go. Damn, Skype. I'm going to figure out what the hell is wrong with this damn thing.
You got to upgrade.
There we go, Surfer. I did upgrade. But Cameron is just... Feh. Tony C., you're on the air.
Come on, right down there and just beat her.
Black Hammer live.
Black Hammer is live. Good evening.
There we go. What's up, fellas?
What's up, family?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, another pay-per-view evening. You know, I know you're about to close out.
I'm going to be interested to see how this breakup plays out on Total Diva next season.
Oh, yeah. That'll be interesting. You know, they were filming footage of Cameron buying a house from Nikki Bella.
Oh, really?
That was the big scuttlebutt this week.
Oh, God.
That's right. Nikki Bella does have
her license.
So she sold two houses now?
Two houses. So.
She sold one to John Cena, and she sold one to Cameron.
One to her boo.
So if she can sell one to one of the McMahons, she'll be doing good.
Yeah, that's true. Try it.
So, like I mentioned before, I hope this pay-per-view puts us all in a better mood than it did the last pay-per-view.
Right.
because you guys are all full of piss and vinegar after that last one.
Oh, my God, that was awful.
We already know how this one's going to end. Well,
yeah,
the main
event. It's
going
to be a snore fest.
I guess we're all in agreement that Cena's probably going to take this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to see a good story, though. I want to know. I mean, of course they'll retain, but I want to know why. And I think this might be the lead into a Bray Wyatt thing or something. Something has to snap. It can't be just the norm. And I know it's the safe choice, like I mentioned last month. But something's going to have to give. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to be like, I'm probably just as angry as you guys are.
And none of the wise in the Battle Royal, right?
No.
So that's
Phil, you said it's gonna. Phil, you said it could lead into a Bray Wyatt against who?
Against Cena.
No.
Yeah, dude. I know it doesn't seem like that right now, but with no Daniel Bryan coming back, you're not gonna have him do another program with Orton. And if Brock Lesnar, if Brock doesn't come back, if Brock is not the plan C, which you hope he is, if Brock
he's
is not
plan B.
Well, hopefully.
They think Brock B is plan B and Cesaro is plan C.
I hope so.
There is no real plan C. The only plan is plan B, Brock Lesnar.
Sorry,
I just hope it's entertaining. I just hope it's entertaining, that's all.
Watch tomorrow.
How predictable and boring this is getting. I'm sorry. This is getting
watch
boring.
Tomorrow while we're all at work, AA will probably get breaking news of somebody spotting Brock Lesnar
at an
airport somewhere.
Yeah.
Sorry, Timmy John.
Well, let's see. I'm going to go to Raw tomorrow, and we'll see. I expect something interesting to happen.
You know what would be cool? Speaking that, since I don't like Kane, like if Brock would take out one of the contenders in a fatal four-way tonight.
But I don't see him getting being on the show tonight. That's the thing.
Not even for an appearance, huh?
Not even for an appearance.
Because the way his deal works, he has a certain amount of appearances, right?
So who's going to get WWE?
I think WWE, because if the rumors are true, Brock is supposed to be champion until WrestleMania. If that's the case, WWE is ready to spend considerable money on keeping Brock around.
Who's going to get pinned? Orton or Kane?
I hope it's Kane.
Kane.
I'm sorry, but if they decide to put the belt on Brock Lesnar to Mania, I don't see how that's acceptable.
Really?
For anybody.
That's a long stretch, though, man. If they're gonna put
it's a long stretch, but still, it's Brock Lesnar we're talking about. Another part time.
That's the thing. They want Brock to come in full time.
Yeah, you'd be full. Well, Cena's not even on SmackDown already, so.
Yeah. Cena's part time, yeah. You got to look at it in every sense of the spectrum. Anyways, the time is winded down here, so we'll run over a couple of things. Stick with us if you're listening to us on the website. Stay with us in the chat room. We're going to be chatting during the course of the event. Yeah. If you're on the go though, and you're listening to us on TuneIn Radio, and you need match results as they happen, rantamradio.com, and of course Facebook and Twitter at rantamradio. At 11 o'clock, we'll hit the air one more time with a post-show recapping everything that went down. If for whatever reason you're not going to be joining us for the remainder of the night, which is a downright shame, you should. But I want to remind everybody that starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we have a very special marathon of The Rant highlighting 7 years of this program, or The Rant, I should say, not this program. 7 years, you'll hear 8 episodes from the 7 years we've been on the air. One from every single year. The shows have been picked, they've been uploaded, and programmed. So there you go. Beginning tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., it'll run all day tomorrow. And then I'm going to go in full detail. We got a packed week of programming this week, and I'm going to run down the entire lineup in the post show. And I tell you, this is a great time to be a part of the Rant EM Radio family because we've got nothing but entertaining things for you. So, like I said, tune in at 11 o'clock tonight. We'll have a post show. We'll recap everything that went down at Battleground there in Tampa, Florida. You never know what will happen at the St. Pete Times Forum. You never know who we're going to see also. So with that said, I want to thank everybody who's in the chat room, everybody who's listening live, and for my wonderful panelists of expert analysis, or expert, analysis, Phil, Rage. Surfer, Tony C., and of course Rage. I'm Double A. We'll see you in 3 hours' time for the Battleground post-show. Later.
Later, guys. Into the jungle.